This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. All month long, we've been focusing on the armed forces in our series on African Americans in the military. Going to war is one of the hardest challenges anyone can face. Later on, we'll hear from a family who has a relative serving in Iraq. But first, imagine this. You're 21 years old, you're married with kids, and you serve in the Air Force. Then one day, you're told to pack your bags and say goodbye to your family because you are off to Iraq. Tomorrow. A lot of servicemen and women have been through scenarios like that, including senior airman Jesse Long. He is now 23, and he told me how he found out he was headed into the combat zone.
So I found out when I first got to the base back in 04 that I was going to deploy in 05. Came time for me to get ready to deploy. They said, okay, you're going. And they said, well, you're not going. You're just an alternate. 5 o'clock rolled around. Orders dropped down. Okay, you're going now. So from 5 o'clock that day till we left around about 6 o'clock in the morning the next day. So I knew eventually at 5 o'clock the day before that I was going to Iraq the next day.
Wow. How did your family react?
It was more like they knew I was going, but it was kind of just a throw up in the air because I had been telling them that I'm going, but then I'm not going, but now I am going. So I really didn't get the time to, you know, like spend a lot of time with my family, but at the whole time I was spending time. So it was more like they were just like, it sucks, but it's something I had to do.
Now, you're not single. You're married with two kids.
That
How did
correct.
Your wife react when you said, I'm out?
My wife, she was hating every minute of it. You plan for stuff like this, but it really doesn't hit home until you actually get ready to go. Mostly she was like, she was mad and frustrated, but she ended up getting over it.
Did you ever think about, wow, she, you know, we're young and she must be going through so much, or did you not even have time to really think about where her head was?
To tell the truth, it all, like, sucked in so fast that by the time I was gone, that's when I was like, man, how is this really affecting her? Because the whole time I was just thinking about trying to not even fight, you know, about why I'm going to leave and why so soon, just trying to spend the last couple moments alone that we had together on good terms. And then it really didn't sink in until I was actually leaving on the bus to leave, when we said our last goodbyes and everything, that, man, I'm about to leave her for 6 to 8 months, and no telling when I'm going to come back.
What was the mood like on the flight to Iraq?
You know, surprisingly, you would think that everybody was all sad and somber and everything, but mostly everybody was upbeat because, you know, it was more like we about to go do this deployment, get this out of the way. Wasn't nobody really sad. I mean, we got all the sadness out of us when we left on the bus on a ride to the airport. By the time we got to the airport, everybody was like, let's go ahead and get this out of the way, get home and party up.
Where did you end up in the country?
Well, I really can't disclose the exact location, but we were in Iraq, though.
Did you ever find yourself in a violent situation?
Well, I can give you one example. What we do when you go there, we all get an instruction from the pilot that we got to do a certain kind of landing. It's called a combat landing when you're going into a war zone. And so when we get off the airplane, you know, if people come out and greet us, you know, hey, welcome to blah, 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 Iraq and stuff like that. And no later than stepping out the plane, grabbing your bags, probably like 10 seconds into it, we get hit with mortar attack. First encounter within 5 seconds of being in Iraq.
What went through your mind?
What went through my mind, I probably can't say on the radio. But I was just like, man, it's really real over here. You know, you hear the stories and you hear people talk about people shooting at you, but it really don't sink in until it's actually happening to you.
You lost a friend in the war. Tell us about who he was as a person and also what happened to him.
You know, you had different people that's there with you from all different bases that you meet, friends and stuff like that. And I had this one friend, dude named Airman Chavis. I remember, like, we used to play, you know, on your downtime, you go out and you play video games together, watch the games, go places, watch movies and stuff like that. And we built a real bond because me and him had a common interest in cars. We like cars a lot. So we always used to talk about cars and argue about which car is better and stuff like that. I left Iraq, and he had to go another tour. He went back again, this time to a different part of Iraq. He was a turret gunner. That's when riding in the Humvees and everything. And what happened was it was the person that got out, one of the local Iraqis got out in front of the convoy. And his job was, you know, to tell people to move out of the way. You know, you just can't shoot them. You got to tell them to move out of the way because there wasn't hostile. It was just people in the street. So he comes, stick his head out the turret to tell the people to move out of the way, and he got shot by a sniper right in the head.
How did his death affect you? Because I'll just say that I've seen a lot of people who come back, they're wearing emblems that represent the people they've lost. And there seems to be, obviously, there's a huge amount of camaraderie among people who serve together. How did you react to that at the moment, and how do you carry his death with you now?
At the moment, because I found out because one of my friends called me when I was at home. They told me about it, and at the time, I didn't want to believe it because, you know, I was like, nah, not Chavis. Nah, that couldn't happen. But then, you know, it really sunk in when I found out it was real. And it affected me because, you know, you were just with this person. You know, you're just talking to him. You're just hanging with him. And now the person's gone, and it's kind of hard to grasp. And it's crazy because now when I look at it, every time I go somewhere now, you know, you just got to use common sense, and you got to always know about your surroundings and know what's going on, because that could have been anybody at that certain time. You never know what's going to happen. It's just hard. It's just hard sometimes because you think about it a lot and you just don't want it to be you.
When you were over in Iraq, how much contact did you have or did other airmen you know have with the civilians? Was it a situation where you could ever just have a normal conversation with someone or go shopping, or was there this divide where you just really couldn't even deal on a person-to-person level with the civilians?
Well, we have over there, we have gates that you work over there, and it's crazy because you would think that the Iraqi people wouldn't want to come talk to you and everything, but there it's the complete opposite. A lot of them over there, they do like the military being over there. They come up to the gates all the time. I've been working at gates when the Iraqi kids would come up, and they bring you things. They always trying to sell things to you and give you things, and they ask for water all the time. And, you know, you give them water and you build friendships with the kids, and they'll come over there every day and talk to you. The people come up and talk to you, and it's on like a normal person basis. You have a conversation with them. They'll sit down, chit-chat with you for a little while. Then they go on about their business. So it's like you have contact with them.
Now, you have just come back from Kuwait.
That is correct.
When you think about your life in the military, do you see it being something that extends way out into the future, or something that when your enlistment ends, you're like, peace out?
Well, actually, it's funny that you say that because I'm on my second enlistment now. I just re-enlisted in July of last year. The way I look at it now, the military, you have times when you have to go and you have to do your certain jobs when you're going to have to deploy, but on all in all, it's not that bad at all.
Do you think you'll be deployed again to Iraq?
Realistically speaking, yes, I think that's going to happen.
You have made up your mind that that's a path that you're willing to walk?
Pretty much.
What about your family?
My family understands that. My wife was with me before I came into the military. She knew the decision I make, and she backs me 100%.
Well, Airman Long, thank you so much for talking to us.
Oh, no problem. The pleasure was all mine.
Jesse Long is a senior airman for the Air Force. He's stationed at Robins Air Force Base in Georgia.